Welcome to Quiet Prayer, Christian Meditation. Hi, this is Marie Chapin, and I want to talk to you about prayer, about how we sit with God and how we treat Him, really, and how we think about our being alone with Him in quiet prayer. We are quiet in His presence. And it's not just, you know, sitting under a tree and relaxing, although that's very good. Quiet prayer is so deep. It's oneness with God. It's learning about being still and finding that peace that passes understanding. You know, when you think about Daniel in the lion's den, think about him thrown in, first of all. Now that had to hurt. Ouch. Skinned knee, head hurt, maybe lost a tooth. There he is with the most ferocious beasts on the planet there in that den. And they were hungry and they were filthy. Imagine the smell. Imagine the dankness, the darkness. And they're growling with hunger. How is it that Daniel did not get touched? I've always thought, well, it was because God put a shield around him. And I think he did. But how about Daniel himself? Did he panic? You know, something like a deer panicked when they see a leopard chasing them? Or no. The thing he did was what he was practicing every day, and the reason he got thrown into the lion's den, and that is the presence of God. He practiced knowing inner peace. He was so at peace, he was able to come against everything at all for the sake of God. It didn't bother him. This is where I am, and this is who I am, and I'll not eat your stuff. And he sat there, I imagine him sitting, not cowered against a wall, at peace. And it was his peace that kept the animals from him. Again and again, I've heard stories of how to handle being in the presence of a wild animal. They are afraid of, or intimidated by, or at least fascinated by, inner peace in the subject that they're facing, you and I. So I think about Daniel and his being at peace, and look how he was promoted. But he was ready for promotion because he knew the presence of God. How do we know the presence of God but that we sit with him? I believe on a daily basis, twice a day, in silence. And that's what quiet prayer brings us to and leads us to. Not only being silent, but focused. It's a focused kind of prayer, a focused meditation that we do. Of course, this is a 2,000-year-old Christian meditation begun by Jesus himself in Matthew 6:6, when he told his followers and us, when you pray, go away in secret. Go somewhere quiet with him alone. And let everything you are be in his presence as he gives you himself. You have to be still for this. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. You have to be still. You have to be able to be quiet so that he can do a work in you without you interrupting, without telling him what to do. Now, quiet prayer does not take the place of other kinds of prayer. No. It goes alongside it and actually strengthens and gives you clearer insight and more clarity in your confidence as well, faith, in all of your other forms of prayer. Intercession, praise, worship. You will find yourself more in a place of comfort, a place of knowing. And of course, this is a lifelong practice. This is something that we never arrive at. Oh, good, now I'm really spiritual. No, as you know, our spiritual walk is a lifetime walk. Well, I'm hoping that you will join me with our new podcast called Quiet Prayer, Christian Meditation. There's a link here for it. I really look forward to being with you and having you join me in quiet prayer. They are prayers, they are meditations focused on Jesus and led by me, just for a few moments to help you go to sleep, to help you find peace, to help you relax, to help you deal with anxiety. These initial quiet prayer episodes are simply the meditations themselves. Later on, I am working on some other plans that I have. One is a course in dealing with anger, for example. There'll be a lot of encouragement, a lot of preparation, a lot of prayer, and a lot of understanding more of the power of meditation, Christian meditation in our lives. So anyway, I'll look for you. I'll look to see you, hear from you, and be with you in quiet prayer.